Snooks. Oh, Snooks.
Yes, Daddy?
Stick close by. I don't want you to get lost here at NBC.
Say, Daddy, look on that door there. It says Tallulah Bankhead.
What about it?
What's a Tallulah Bankhead?
What's a Tallulah Bankhead?
Mm-hmm.
Just about the most famous stage actress today, that's all.
Oh, is that all?
Is that all? Who made such a great success in A Royal Scandal? Who starred in the hit play The Skin of Our Teeth? Who thrilled thousands on Broadway in The Little Foxes? Who, I ask you? Who? Well, what are you crying about?
I didn't do it.
I know you didn't. Tallulah Bankhead did. Why, when she's on a stage, nobody can even come close to her. And when she delivers a speech, audiences don't dare breathe.
You mean even her best friends won't tell her?
Oh, stop. I mean that she's so good, she's without an equal. What an actress. When she plays a love scene with a leading man, how she carries off a part.
Well, which part of him does she carry off?
Don't be silly.
Gee, I'd like to be an actress when I grow up.
Oh, that's ridiculous. You're not pretty enough.
You mean I'm ugly?
Well, at least it's a clean-cut ugliness. Look, stay here a minute. Be back soon.
All right, Daddy. I don't care what Daddy says. I'm going to be an actress when I grow up. Like Tallulah Bankhead. Say, I know what I'll do. While Daddy's gone, I'll knock on her door, and I'll ask her how to get to be one. Yay!
Come in.
Hello, Miss Bankhead. Can I ask you something?
Please take those sweaty little paws off my Hattie Carnegie gown. Or I'll slug you one.
Gee, you wouldn't hit a little girl, would you?
No, but if you're as obnoxious as you look, I may boot you one. Well, get over with it. What have you got on your chest?
Nothing. I told you I was a little girl.
I was right, this darling is obnoxious. I mean, what do you want to ask me?
Well, how can I get to be a big actress like you?
Don't be ridiculous, my dear. No one can be like me. Sometimes I even have trouble. If that's all that's worrying you, goodbye, darling.
Well, I want to be an actress when I grow up.
Oh, are you going to grow up?
Yeah.
I should think you'd be discouraged enough already.
Maybe Daddy is right. I guess I am too ugly to be an actress.
Your father told you that?
Yeah.
Why, the nerve of the man. But that's what they told me. That's what my father told me when I was a kid. It really soured me.
Yeah, it sure has.
I meant at the time. Well, now, don't you believe it, darling. You can be an actress if you want. You're not ugly.
Yes, I am. Even you said so before. And it's true. At parties, boys never call me in for kissing games. They don't like me.
Oh, boys, what do they know?
They know they don't like me. I'm ugly. Yes, I am.
Darling, as much as I hate to let my good side come out, let me tell you something. Now, you're not ugly. Well, not for the stage, anyway. You see, for the stage, there are many different kinds of beauty. Now, for instance, there's a delicate beauty. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's not your kind. And then there's an exotic beauty.
What kind am I?
You? Well, you have the kind that's known as ugly beauty.
That's the kind?
thing is that when a really fine actress plays the part of a beautiful woman, she has the personality to make an audience believe she actually is beautiful. In fact, many great people have had that ability.
Who, for instance?
Well, take Abraham Lincoln. He was homely, but because he had such a wonderful, sincere personality, his homely face became beautiful to everybody. Now, do you understand?
Yeah, and I feel better already.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. You know what? Only yesterday a boy said, I look like Abraham Lincoln.
Good heavens, there is a resemblance. Well, look here, Abe. I mean, darling.
Yes, Miss Bankhead.
Now, don't worry. If you really want to be a great actress when you grow up, you can.
Gee, thanks, Miss Tallulah. You're just wonderful.
Fine. Now, run along. You're starting to bore me. Good heavens, this child is obviously going to grow up to be another Betty Davis.
Snooks, there you are.
Gee, it's Daddy.
I'm sorry if she bothered you, Miss Bankhead.
Ain't she wonderful, Daddy? And isn't that a beautiful dress she's wearing?
Yes. Isn't it?
And it's so soft and silky.
Take those sweaty paws off my Hattie Conninger gown. I mean you, Daddy.
Oh. I beg your pardon. I'm sorry. Well, come on, Snooks. I really do hope we haven't bothered you, Miss Bankhead. Come on, Snooks. Say goodbye to Miss Bankhead and tell her you're sorry you bothered her. And for heaven's sake, pull up your garters.
Goodbye, Miss Bankhead, and I'm sorry I bothered you. And for heaven's sake, pull up your garters.
Snooks!
Coming